It was recently announced that legendary Phoenix chef and restaurateur Chris Bianco will be teaming up with Chad Robertson of San Francisco's Tartine Bakery to open up the Row DTLA. It's a project on a grand scale with plans for a market, a cafe, a butcher shop, a brewery, and a sit-down restaurant.
Lauren, did you bury the lead? Does this mean Chris Bianco's saying bye-bye to Phoenix? That's it?
Right. Well, that's the question that this put on everyone's mind when this was announced. So this isn't Bianco's first venture outside of the Valley, but plenty of us were wondering, does this mean we might lose the guy who has been so influential in putting the Phoenix food scene on the map? So I went out to Pizzeria Bianco and met him at a table in the back of the restaurant to talk about this move.
When I opened up my first place back in 88, I didn't really have the ability to know what I wanted my life to look. I didn't have as good a grasp as my own mortality as I do now. I think as we get older, I think if you're a musician or a chef or a writer or maybe a journalist, it becomes more paramount to do great things. You know, I've always been big on providing transparency or being available or to the best of my ability explaining something, but also giving the reason, like, why did you do it? Why now? And these are the questions I would ask myself. But I want to say this in the most humble way. It's like, you know, maybe for one of the first times in life now, you know, we are the one empowered. You know, I got to get this right. Basically, if you were younger and you said, you know, I used to dream a lot about a lot of things. And, you know, if you said, man, if I could do anything, like, what would it be? And you know, I might have had a lot of crazy different ideas. But if you ever get to a point where those things become possible, you know, where really you could do anything that you want, anywhere that you want to be, nothing was in your way, what would you do? And I think this was one of those opportunities. I would say, well, I'd want to work with people that I would truly respect. I'd want to work in an environment that had the ability to reach as many people as possible. And I want to do something that's epic and iconic.
Sounds like this is your chance, you think, to do something for your legacy.
I don't know, man. That kind of makes me a little scared, I guess, the legacy part. I don't know. I've never taken myself... I mean, I take life very seriously. I never take myself that seriously. And I understand that any success I have has been really, there's so many people that are on my shoulders or on my back, pushing me, holding me up. And I guess it's a way that I guess I'll have a part of something, play a role in it. And I think that, you know, I can only equate it to, like, I guess most musicians. It's like to make really great music. You want to be the best musicians that you can. And then when you have a great... You said, oh, my God, this song is great, and these lyrics are great. Now we have to say, are the acoustics great? Is the auditorium great? Can people park and get there? And what are the refreshments going to be like, you know, to keep them company? So I think this opportunity is one that is totality of experiences, like with nothing, like you know, it's all go there, like the room sucks, but the food's good, or the food's great, but the guys are guys, you know, whatever. The guys maybe not very nice. The people aren't very friendly.
But I have to ask, though. I mean,
yeah,
you've been such a fixture in the Phoenix food scene, and Phoenix is so proud to have you, I think. Does this mean you're leaving?
You know what? It does not mean I'm leaving. I'd never say never, but I would say I've learned not to do that. But as much as never I could say, like, Phoenix is always, you know, is always home to me. I'm here. I've always been. I did a project in London 4 years ago. I love that experience. It feeds me to this day. I like to think it gave me something. I gave it something. This is still my home. This might be a little political now, but I'll try not to be. But I see what's being great, you know, for Phoenix. It can only be what's great for America, and it can only be what's great for America, and only be what's great for the world. And anything that works against that, to me personally, just makes no sense. So I would look at Phoenix or Los Angeles or San Francisco or any other part of the city. I look at it as I'm doing as much as I can in as many little specks of our planet that connect all of us.
Looking at, though, like how far Phoenix's food scene has come and then jumping into the L.A. food scene, what do you think about where we are as compared to where they are and what you want to do in each place?
Well, this is a very important subject, and I think that this is something like rarely, like we don't talk about enough, but since you do have this fuzzy device in front of me and I'm enjoying this dialogue, and since it's just you and me talking, you know, I think perception is not everything, but it sure is a hell of a lot. You know, people asked me recently, you know, why doesn't Phoenix get the, you know, why don't we get the recognition a lot of other places get?
Right.
Well, I think we've got to take a broader perspective. And this is very serious and close to me. It would serve us best if we stopped separating the food scene from the scene itself and from our state and how people perceive us. People do get perceptions of how we are. Do they feel welcome there? Do we feel welcome there? Am I welcome there? You know, and this isn't a denial of anybody's thought. This is not a political statement. It's just, it's more of how we make other people feel, and what we say matters as much as what we do. Like, if we need you to feel welcome as a food community, to make you essentially be willing to come to our table. So that's what I see when I'm out in the world. You know, when you hear I'm from Phoenix, I'm from Arizona, like, oh, yeah, I think I heard about that. I mean, that's, you know, the place that, you know, maybe is, you know, whatever, you know. And I'm like, well, you know what? If it's not really like that, that's not my Arizona.
Yeah.
And it's not my Phoenix. I want to do all I can to make people see Arizona in the light that I do, which is a beautiful. I met my wife here, the best person in my life. My kids are born here. My family's here, my mom and dad. I'm extremely proud of it. So I'm sharing something with you that is from a sense of coming together and pride and love of this. This ain't like I'm out of here. You know, this is more about, hey, I work around the world. I want you to come here.
Sounds like we have a good spokesman for Phoenix in you.
I do my best. You know, sometimes back in the day, I used to be very defensive about Phoenix, and I still am in a way. Where they say, oh, this doesn't seem like Phoenix, and that was supposed to be the, like, they come down at Heritage Square, and they see our building, little brick building built in 1927. They go, man, this doesn't feel like Phoenix. Well, I'm saying, well, this is what Phoenix felt like before maybe people from New York or Chicago or came into it and said, you know what, we need to build Georgian houses and strip malls. Maybe this was, you know, this is what it was. And this is what, if we dust it off and preserve some of it, still is. So I'm a believer of the desert, and it's gifted me much of my life.
Well, Chris Bianco, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you. Cheers. Bye.